This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 91 for Wednesday, October 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's retreat from nearby highs. Canola down $2 to $3, November down $2.60 at $861.10 per ton. Yesterday's activity was bearish from a chart perspective, that signaling a top may be in for the time being. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil this morning contributed to the early selling in canola, with European rapeseed also down on the day. However, Malaysian palm oil is holding closer to unchanged. IDEA's canola production failed to live up to earlier projections as the harvest wraps up and anecdotal yield reports come in, were somewhat supportive, with farmer deliveries on the light side and solid crush margins keeping end users in the market. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was also somewhat supportive. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat is posting small gains. November soybeans down 19 cents at $13.64 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure should be starting to pick up across the Midwest, with the weather forecast looking generally favorable for good progress over the next week. However, low water levels along the southern Mississippi River have raised concerns over movement, with barge traffic facing disruptions. Corn also seeing some seasonal harvest pressure today, with the December contract down 3 cents at $6.80 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar was also bearish, making U.S. exports more expensive for global buyers. Corn seeding in Argentina, meanwhile, is running behind normal due to excessive dryness in the South American country. Wheat futures had moved lower as well overnight, but managed to find some support and are posting solid gains in early trade. December spring wheat in Minneapolis up 13 cents at $9.89 per bushel. Kansas City up 10 cents in the December contract at $9.99 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat 7 cents higher in the December contract at $9.10 per bushel. Reports out of Ukraine show farmers there have seeded about 1.1 million hectares of winter wheat to date. That's about a third of what went into the ground by this time a year ago. The ongoing uncertainty in Ukraine amid the ongoing conflict kept some caution in the wheat markets. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.